dogs.
Uh-huh.
And rest us around the yard. That's a picket fence, they call it. We go out in the woods and we'd take, find a cypress tree. We'd cut it about 4 feet high, long. And then we'd rive it out, a thing called a fork. And you take a piece of wood and make you a hammer. And you stick the fork in there, well, they take an axe and go down side it and square it up, four sides, you know, to it.
Yes.
And then they take that fork and when you get it started, you just peel off. Just peel off. That makes a picket fence. And to make it a little prettier, when they take an axe and kind of paint it, you know, sharp it on the end. Then they would arrive on the boat out, according to how wide it was, 10 feet or 12 feet or whatever it was, and set a post and then put a boat at the top of that post, one at the bottom. And then nail the pickets around and then they'd paint them. Wasn't no paint, put the whitewash, get them from lime and whitewash.
Huh.
And to get the dog in there.
What kind of dog you have? Do you always have good dogs? Good dogs?
Yeah, well, I said they was good long and then that's a curry dog. They was hunt rabbits, coons. So we thought they was all right. I never remember.
You ever see those little small?
I just think, we have one of them things. I think we had one of them little, some sort of little bitty old dog. White lady gives it to traveling. Yeah, one of them little bitty. I forgot what the little thing was named. What did she call it? But it was a little bit of something. And she gave it to me, and I kept him in the house with cat, too. Because I had a dog to kill a cat.
Didn't you have to, an old tomcat, didn't you have to do something to him?
Cut him or do something, or kill him more. Because he killed the mother, he killed a little kitten. Every time he killed that kitten. Yeah, we'd raise him and look. And that was a job. us boys cut them. Yeah, we didn't care. We killed him. What we did? We could put his head in the boot. Put his head in the boot. And we would cut him. I said. And he Bob the white boy telling you about. We killed him. We shoot him. See, your dad had a store and he had plenty of shells and. He had guns, little old 22 rounds, about like that, and we stole those two.
The cartridges?
Yeah, showing up cutting.
Uh-huh.
But they little bit of rifles.
Yeah.
And it wasn't no longer than we stole those two.
Oh, man, you must have fun with that.
He did. We'd go in the. That roundaway bar would lead all around through Tallulah, uh-huh. Going around by mounds and everywhere. We'd get out in there, out in willows on each side, but out in there, it was clear you could go down again. So we had us a boat head out in there. And that's why we would go to smoke. We'd go down there and smoke.
Smoke what?
Cigarettes. So Prince Albert bulldog and all this. We never go down there and we'd get them rifles. All the snakes we seen, we would kill them. And we'd see the cat and we'd just shoot folks' dogs.
Yeah. Good. Did you have games? Did you play a lot of games when you were coming up? Or?
Yeah, the biggest game we played, you know, we called it a mama pig. You'd take a knife, take the big blade, stick it down, little blade, stick it up, you know. And we'd chunk it, and if it stick up on this little blade like that, we call that, if it stick straight up, it's out of 100, it's kind of lean over, it's a little bit out of 500, and all this junk like that. If you turn over and turn flat at the back, blade sticking up out of 10 or 6 of that, and then we would play